To the editor. With the federal government's arena funding announcement in June, a critical piece of municipal infrastructure will be addressed. That announcement was of no interest to anyone impacted by the loss of 66 Lieutenant Colonel beds regionally. Back in July of 2017, Trout Creek's Lady Elsabel LTC closure, and there won't be a single new LTC bed created locally before 2024. Or that the NBRHC is overcrowded, enough to transfer some alternate-level care patients to Kasselholm LTC, currently under reconstruction. The waitlist for an Lieutenant Colonel bed near 600 in the North Bay, Nipissing area. In this town, we are dealing with a lack of affordable housing, homelessness, addiction, a doctor shortage, and inflation. Yet we're committed to solving North Bay's most pressing dilemma, ice time availability. At a price tag still to be determined. Mr. Trudeau, thank you for your assistance in designing this earthquake-proof, carbon-neutral arena. Somehow, enabling the opportunity to privatize further and erode Ontario's public health care. Mr. Ford is ignoring an Lieutenant Colonel crisis, the same as creating one? Does one wonder if Lieutenant Colonel facilities in Ontario even have air conditioning yet? Who profits from said strategy? Will we benefit from the private sector running LTC or healthcare? Who is pulling your strings, Mr. Ford? A former Ontario premier? Who needs public hearings on LTC? It's all good. Is it time to give Ontario's mayors more power? How would that have worked out in this community? Remember, we've already won a National Code of Silence Award for Secrecy, 2020. How much money would INB been given? Would the reconstruction of Kasselholm LTC been attempted? Sunny days indeed. Ephraim Gallant, North Bay.